the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Paige.
Well, here's something you can find at your local grocery store, maybe.
Condoms.
What, tapeworms?
No. A grocery store is selling $12 cups of sacred water. Why do you need that?
Well, you can get condoms in my local neighborhood market because I asked Pete where they are when I walk in.
Who's Pete?
He's the manager. Oh. Pete, where are the rubbers?
Yeah.
And he says right over there.
What are you doing? Water billing?
Right near the pharmacy. So we need the Mangum ones because
we did that one time. We filled up a condom. It was on the show, I think. I was doing it in my free time. And we threw it up in the air, and we're going to do this, and it freaking bounced. It was like, good Lord, they are really not allowing you to have children.
Yeah, like, you want me to believe this is only, what, 90% effective when I'm watching it bounce with water in it?
Right. Come on. Yeah, why even wear them? Yeah.
Double up.
Diseases.
I finally started watching Balls Up. I'm only halfway through, but it's great so far.
What is that?
It's the movie with Paul Hauser and Mark Wahlberg. They designed the condom that covers everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's weird.
It's hilarious.
It kind of makes sense that would be, like, I never thought about, like, you just, like, it's like when people would get the bras for the front of their car. I'm like, what about the rest of the car?
Yeah.
You get stuff all over panties. The side, the back of it, you know?
Get the bra and car panties.
It's like having a limousine and park it in your garage, but the back of it sticks out of the garage.
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all, Paige. I want condoms for the balls, okay?
Well, by all means.
If elected.
I would want you to keep
it's a great
them.
Idea. We love it.
If oh, God. All our condoms come through the Strait of Hormuz, though.
If you had nasty balls. Yeah.
They're oil.
I would
oil
want them based. Covered so I wouldn't catch anything. Yeah. So you have a point there.
Yeah.
You don't want to repeat what you just said. But
me?
No, her.
What'd she say?
I can't say
you
it,
can't
actually.
It. I'll go back. Almighty. How do I listen to the podcast?
You go to golly.com.
All right.
Check it out there.
Let me ask a question so I can just totally
go to
germyellenberg.com. And you just said Germany.
I didn't say my own name right.
I'm
Jeremy.
Tell you where you can.
I'm trying to think of something, I've tried to Google it, and I can't. Google's not helping me here. What is the national chicken finger place? That's their logo looks like Hardee's.
National chicken.
It's not Carl's. I tried to Google. It's telling me.
Is it Huey Magoo's?
Oh. Somebody in my family likes that place a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Big remember fingers. Well, somebody in your family likes big fingers, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Well, they got big fingers.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You were looking at him like you were going to smack him.
No. I only do that once per day.
So smack me with some new beard oil from galley.com.
It ain't Zaxby's. I appreciate the text. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
National chain. You said it looks like
Hardee's.
Yeah,
and there was a big to-do because there were two brothers or family members, and they got into a squabble, and one of them said, screw you, I'll start my own chicken finger place. And now they're following that person and opening up locations near them because Greer just got a location.
Tennessee Fried Chicken.
No. Oh, why didn't they do that?
I'm going down south, the old carpetbagger.
We only mess with pigs.
Someone said Church's Chicken.
That's not it.
I don't know.
No. There were no Church Brothers.
No.
There
weren't.
I don't want to look it up, too.
I don't know how to look it up. I looked it up, like Chicken Finger Franchise Brothers Split.
Oh, I mean, that's a good way to look it up, though.
Yeah, but like Google's there, but if you don't know the prompt or whatever, like I don't know how to.
Let's see if this will help us kind of focus Zen out a little. Not talking about Zen like you buy at the store, but actual Zen.
Oh, the fake dip.
Fake dip.
Is that why P1 Zenny is P1 Zenny?
She has the
little napkins in there soaked in nicotine.
She's a brand ambassador now.
Look at Mrs. X. Thank you, my dear.
What was it?
Canes.
I didn't know the story behind that one.
Never heard of that.
Canes.
There's only one, well, upstate, and it's not local, or it's not accessible to everybody.
The first time me and Big Brown went to Co-Wetzel, and we went backstage, and he gave us free t-shirts, Mm-hmm. But then on the back, it was an ad for. It was smart. It's like, I guess he got Canes to pay for his T-shirts.
Okay.
So they had an ad on the back. So I was kind of advertising for a chicken place I've never eaten.
That's a cool backstory, though. You got brothers that fight.
I think it's brothers.
I hope it was kissing cousins, to be honest with you.
God. Somebody's going to think it was The Undertaker and Kane were fighting over chicken fingers.
Oh, did I send you the picture of Kane at the parade?
Yeah.
For the 4th of July?
Yes.
What was he doing? He was sweating his ass off.
Well, he's a mayor, too, you know, so he's...
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought he was in his...
He's rubbing elbows with the people, pressing shorts. The flesh.
All right, so why would you want the sacred water? It's $12. It's not regular tap water plus ice or anything. It's got some other stuff in it. It's clarified herbal tonic infused with organic jasmine tea and botanical extracts. It's sacred tea.
Wow. I had an idea. I'm not even kidding. I had an idea to do something very similar with that. And then I was like, boy, that is very distasteful and borderline sacrilege. And Hey Baby would be disappointed in me. I was going to do...
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mama.
I'm listening.
I was going to do a beard oil that would contain a small amount of holy water. And I was going to call it Galleluyah.
Dude. Mm. That is good.
I know. I was thinking about like maybe donating like money to like poor kids or something.
I don't know if I go that far.
Well...
But are you thinking about putting it on JeremyEllenberg.com?
No. You're giving away free advertisement to whoever owns Germany Ellenberg.
Germany. Ellenberg.
You got to go to Galley.com to look at all this stuff.
You're going
to
get me in trouble.
Hey, you are a paid sponsor, my
friend. Well, I know, but you know what? That's true. We talk about Rob all the time.
Yeah, Rob's not even here right now. He's at the Cannonball Run or whatever.
Yeah.
Adrian Barbeau there.
No, he's married, Paige. He's with...
I thought she did that.
His lovely wife, Brittany.
Yep.
She could be...
What a great couple they are.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I'm not even like... You can't hear me right now. They're good. I'm glad they both found somebody good.
That's sweet.
I usually...
They both were with some horrible people before.
Even her?
I'm kidding. I don't know. Well, I know about him, but I don't know about her.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know
that's debatable, I guess.
The trailer.
Oh, they're solid, man. They're solid as can be. They're good.
And they're happy, so that's good.
Yeah.
I usually don't like when other people are happy.
I don't either. I usually, especially when I'm not or whatever. You know, I pull for them.
I like looking at their little travel pictures and everything.
Yeah. He goes on a lot of lawyer trips.
Lawyer trips.
Research. Researching the law.
R&D.
Background research.
I wasn't talking about rubbing D's either. I meant like research and development. I saw you.
Remember that bar?
I didn't think.
What's up, Judith?
I am not perverted. D's. I don't know what you're thinking today.
Okay.
You're out of control.
All right, if anybody is.
The trailer for I Play Rocky came out yesterday, and it's the story of how Sylvester Stallone fought to get Rocky made with himself in the lead. And
dude, this is stupid. Like, they started to make a documentary about how he wanted to make the movie, which they basically stole the whole life of Chuck Wepner. That was...
The judge?
Of Wepner.
Hey.
Chuck Wepner was the...
I don't call names.
He was the boxer who fought Andre the Giant in a shoot fight at Shea Stadium. Literally got into a real brawl.
I'm sure that lasted long.
Gorilla Monsoon comes out of the crowd and, like... Like, it was legit. Like, maybe it wasn't, but damn, it looked real. I don't think you'd get a shot hitting Andre the Giant in the head and it not be real.
So now...
I mean, he gave him a... I'll see
you. I bet his balls look like actual punching bags that you see hanging in a gym somewhere.
Probably so.
Yeah, so this movie...
Don't pump me on the ball.
It plays like a Rocky movie, but instead of Apollo Creed, the bad guys are the studio heads who don't want Stallone... in the lead role. So,
have you seen... This guy sounds just like him.
Yes. So they were going to do a documentary. Somebody says, what if we make a movie about the documentary? So now they're refilming everything of the documentary with another actor playing the role of...
Which is kind of what...
Anthony Appolito.
It's kind of what they did with The Godfather, The Offer, which was a great show. The whole show was about, putting the movie together.
But they were showing the real scenes, though, right? Not like B-roll of them reenacting it with an act. What was that?
What was that?
A cup.
Is it that freaking tumbler that always tings and dings? And
no, something.
I think it was loud.
Just gonna say Queefer Sullivan again, did you?
Queefer Sullivan.
No, not.
That's how I get back to where I was talking, thinking about.
You really are a distraction today, fat boy. Yeah,
what'd you do last night?
I'm distracted.
I'm talking to her. We're triangle talking now.
I told you I cleaned my house last night.
Oh yeah, your house got cleaned all right.
It did.
Yeah, somebody took a Swiffer to you.
No, my cat dragged in something from outside, and I didn't.
I bet it did. I bet that kitty did drag something in, didn't it?
Yeah. I thought it was.
Was it about this long? Like I have a light bulb on the end of it?
No, actually, I thought it was a snake.
Did it have freckles on it?
It happened to be a stick.
I bet it was.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
Yeah. You wild ass woman.
I'm not wild at all. I'm very boring.
Oh, I bet you were.
All right.
I bet you were bored or boring or whatever you said. Whatever you Somebody was say. Boring. Hmm. Somebody was boring away.
No.
You're killing me, man.
Yeah, I know.
So what do you. I'm looking at you.
I'm trying to figure out who the family members are fighting over.
It was the Wright brothers, I thought you said.
Fighting over the chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, we're still on
the Redenbacher's? Chicken. Well, now that you know the place, it shouldn't be that hard to find out who's
okay.
Kanye's.
No, I figured out. The original.
Whatever.
The original pioneer of the drive-through chicken tender concept is Guthrie's. Todd Graves.
That's here now.
Worked there before founding Raising Cane's. Guthrie's serves golden fried tenders.
They're good too.
Signature sauce. So apparently he went there, job shadowed, worked or whatever, and then stole the concept or whatever.
There's one in Anderson that's real good. So I would like Guthrie's now instead of Cane's, is what you're saying.
Yeah, apparently.
That's who I'll support.
Wow.
Kiss my ass, Cane's. I know where to get you, too.
That's it. Yeah, but, you know, that's that thing about, like, you know.
Hendrick Student Union.
The mentorship and stuff like that. People don't do it anymore because they don't want to teach anybody anything that's going to come in and steal their business or their job
from. Or if they're not going to care. Like, do you want to teach somebody our business if they're not going to, like, actually try to do it?
Mm-mm. It's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to teach you how to sit here and mash buttons if you don't want to actually do
it. It's so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do this for 4 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
For now.
Really, like, oh, it gets down to sometimes like 4 hours, 10 minutes.
How do you even lift your fingers?
Like this? There's two for you. Right
there you go.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
That would be Derek. What's up? Derek, do you like people call you Dirk? Because anybody I ever know named Derek, I always call him Dirk.
Dirky.
Is that, are you in a similar situation?
Honestly, I don't. So let's just stick with Derek, okay?
Totally fine. Well, I mean.
Well, coming in blazing.
Wasn't it nice that I asked, though?
Yeah.
It was.
No, I appreciate that. It's just Dirk sounds too much like dork or something derogatory.
God,
you know what I mean?
You know what?
Yeah.
I felt the same way about Bob Saget. I was like, yeah, it probably was a tough time for him in school.
Too close.
So, the whole situation with you, boy, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy. That's what I'm talking about.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, okay. What do you want to talk about? Sorry. I'm reading. Don't read your email right now, fat boy, okay? I'm being a nicer person than you are. Don't read your email right now.
Oh, my God.
It's not. Nobody's in trouble, but it'll distract you. Don't read your email right now. Derek, what you want to talk about, buddy? I apologize. My mind just.
That's how you get me back. You know I'm going to look
no,
at it.
No, don't, though. For real. At least till this segment's over. What's up, Derek? Sorry, dude.
No worries. No worries, guys. Well, basically, I was listening last week, and I heard Fat Boy talk about a couple of his friends that found their long-lost siblings. So
oh, yeah.
I did the same thing.
Oh, really? No kidding.
How long were they? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
That's pretty cool, man.
Not exactly, you know. But basically, I just figured I'd call and tell you guys about it because it's still pretty new, and honestly, I think it's kind of cool.
How'd you find them or know about them or whatever?
Well, I did one of those DNA tests.
Oh, okay. Well, were you looking for family? You just did it for like the ancestry, where you're from, and all that stuff?
No, I was looking.
Oh. So you knew there was somebody out there, like you had heard tell of, like, oh, there was this one, she got pregnant out of wedlock, so she went to live in Washington State or some kind of crazy thing like that?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I've always known that the man who raised me wasn't my biological father.
Okay.
Dang, I've never known anybody to use it for this reason.
Normally it's to find out, like, you know, health issues or things like that.
I can see that, but yeah. I mean, I've always known that he's not my biological father. It wasn't some big secret that got dropped on me when I was 30 or something, you know.
Yeah.
My dad is my dad. He raised me, and I was not even remotely trying to replace him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point in life, you want to know, I guess, some background, where you came from and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Or
exactly.
Find out how bald you're going to be.
but I was just basically looking for, you know, missing part of the story.
Again, this is your story to tell, and I am often putting my foot in my mouth. But
and like, behind his head.
Too. And behind my head. Not both at the same time. I rolled down the hill when I did that. Like, did your mom, like, did you know anything about your biological dad?
Not really. My mom gave me a name years ago, you know, kind of a rough idea of where he was from and some other little details, but she never really encouraged me to go looking for him.
Did she ever tell you why?
She just always said it was complicated.
So that means...
That's what I would say.
That's a story... Like, that's either something she's maybe embarrassed of, or maybe it's better for your benefit you didn't know, or there's some kind of just crazy story there.
Yeah, apparently there was.
Yeah. So you took the DNA test, and then... Oh, man. Can you hold on 1 second, Derek?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Hold on for real. Don't hang up.
Okay. If you talk to him off the air, I don't want to know what this... Because this is... I tell you what. I would be freaked out of my mind if I found that out.
Well, I mean, at this age, like, you wouldn't... I mean, you might, but you wouldn't show it, really, I would think. You know, you're kind of more collected as you're an adult.
Dust. No, but... yeah, I mean, what a... Oh, wow. That's wild.
Especially the people that I know that found out did not go looking for people.
I know.
They just did the test.
It's a shock.
Yeah.
I would really start to feel really weird as, and I do. We've had this conversation a zillion times. I hate the word step. I also hate the word bonus.
You know, yeah, bonus, like, is the
come
worst.
On, man. You got to have one.
You could just, so you got two dads. There was a girl on TV that had a similar situation.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Derek was telling us, I don't know. Maybe I'm easily interested in stuff, but he finds out in his, what do you say, his 20s, 30s, that he had, let's say that over. He knew that his so-called stepfather was not his biological dad.
Yeah. You ain't my daddy.
Mom never really shared too much information with him about that. And so he did the DNA, whatever, test.
Yeah. You take a dump in a box and you send it to
her. No. He played an awful trick on a coworker one time. No, you...
gross.
But, I did it. I did the 23andMe, and it's very interesting. Now, it's also baity how they'll not Warren, but clickbaity, how...
Yeah.
We found 12 new relatives you're related to, and you go click on it, and it's like, no, they ain't related.
They'll keep telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we found another
one. Over again. But Derek found his biological dad, and that's where we had just finished up that little portion before we had to go to break. So you take the test. What happens? I know, but for those that don't know, you take the DNA test. What happens? Eventually, they start emailing you saying, hey, like I was talking about. Is he back on?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going through the process, and I got a really close family match.
Yeah.
Did it tell you how close? Because I know sometimes they'll put a number to it.
Yeah, it was close enough that it definitely wasn't a distant cousin. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Did you immediately know who it was?
Recognize? No, that's the crazy part. I started looking at the profile, his age, where he lived, last name, et cetera, and I just started putting everything together.
So what did you think after all that?
I thought, well, I think this guy is my brother.
Yeah, that's what I'd be thinking.
That's got to be a strange freaking moment. I feel the same thing when I see Brad Pitt.
Twinsies.
Don't laugh at that. You know, it's not even close. So you just kept...
And
does he also get... Well, yeah, I know the answer to that question, but he also would get a notification, hey, you've got a connection or whatever. So...
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So he would also know. See, I wondered that when I was on the dating app. Don't you say it. The real one. The whatever. Not the gay one.
The Grindr?
The name that comes
Tinder.
After.
Tinder.
Yeah, it's like when I swipe on someone, did they also know that I swipe on them? I still don't know the answer to that. So...
They should tell him.
I guess what I'm asking, and I probably Fatboy wanted to say the same thing, did you contact him?
Yeah, I sent him a message.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Basically, I told him who I was, what I knew about my biological father, and according to the DNA test, it looked like we might be brothers.
God.
You put it out there.
What did he say?
No, he was shocked. Yeah.
Oh.
Dang, because he had no idea you even existed, probably.
Not a clue. None.
He responded, though, so, you know.
Yeah, and we started talking, and we compared some information, dates, names, things that my mom had told me, and there wasn't really much more questions about it.
Same dad. Wow.
Damn, that's kind of...
Yeah, I went almost 40 years without a brother, and then one day, poof, I've got one.
And okay... So people say or think that I'm lying. I thought you said siblings. You already had some, like you said siblings, yeah. Plural.
Well, yeah. That's as we're talking, he starts telling me that I have a sister too, which did not show up in the original DNA test.
That's cool. You got like a whole family going on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that's a lot to find out. So have you talked to the sisters or your sister as well? Wow.
Well, yeah, my brother told me about her, and she actually reached out to me, and now all three of us are talking.
Wow. Really? So it's not awkward? Cool. I mean, what's that whole thing been like?
No, that's the thing. I mean, I'm really happy about this. We're all getting along well.
That would be so wild. Like,
hey, man.
Was it awkward, though? Of course it was.
Yeah, a little at first, yeah. I mean, what do you say to somebody when you're almost 40 years old and you just found out that you're related? You know, that's like,
I guess you say
kind of
nice.
Hard to break the ice there.
I guess you say, nice to meet you. We have the same dad, evidently.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Do y'all, like when you're, I was going to say, like, does your sister look like you? But that'd be a weird question. Like, do you see them or things you've learned about them? Do you have anything in common?
Yeah, actually, my brother and I actually have a lot in common. We have similar personalities. We definitely have the same sense of humor and, you know, things like that.
Is there anything that really stood out that you can't really, like, put a finger on?
Actually, yeah, we have the same laugh. I noticed it on him. He noticed it on me, and it was hilarious.
Oh, I thought that's you were funny. Making fun of the lady that called earlier. Wow.
No.
Oh, wow. So... Wow.
Truth be told, I wasn't the first one to notice it. My wife did.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina.
She did not just walk in?
Yeah. Well, she walked in and then walked out. She always asks, like, do I have time? And Fatboy always says yes, even if we don't.
Yeah, it's a little trick we do.
From callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say... Hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, the 16th of July. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Oh, I want to conclude the show with some great news.
Sweet.
Yes.
I want some good news.
It's weird to even hear me say that.
And you're smiling, too.
I know.
I'm excited.
I can use some good news, like old Shibusi says.
What's the good news?
Getting to the end of the damn show.
I'm excited.
Turn her mic off.
No.
We're starting late in the game if we're playing the Jackass theme song.
Okay, Johnny.
No. I wonder if Mayor would
Wee Man.
I can't say it.
She wouldn't even say the name of the movie. I went and saw that Jack A movie.
Would she say off instead of ass?
No.
Kind of confused.
She would. No, I don't know what she'd say. Jack Butt.
Jack Butt.
Isn't it fun? I love words. I love words. I love how butt.
But
is okay, but ass. Ooh.
I can give you a hint.
Cutting.
He is half of the Wild Boys.
Steve-O.
No.
Chris Pontius.
Party Boy's birthday.
That's Pontius, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I've not seen the new one.
Gosh.
But it's the last one, they said.
Ryan. What was the guy that passed?
Ryan Dunn.
Ryan Dunn, that's right.
Preston Lacey outlived him.
That's what I was, dude. I was thinking, like, he, yeah, man.
But Dunn was a car wreck, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Wasn't it something?
I thought it was a car wreck. Oh, I don't might not be.
I bet he's older than we think. I'm going to go 55 freaking years old.
56.
Chris Pontius is 52 years old today. He's been in the club for a little bit now.
Yeah.
This guy.
He's like the most normal one out of all of them, it seems. Like as far as having, because you notice in that last one, he didn't do a lot of bits. He's kind of like the hype guy, because I think he's in like a more established, typical relationship thing where it's like, I don't want my kids growing up watching me shove stuff up my butt.
He found a way to take minimal damage throughout all the movies.
Yeah, he did.
He was the one that was drinking the fluids.
You know who really got like pummeled and never really got is Rab himself.
Oh yeah,
that guy just God
pummeled.
But he would pop in randomly and do bits.
Yeah, I didn't really like. Was he a skateboarder or something?
Like they never really made him like a main part of the fold. I remember him peeing on the electric fence.
Oh God! Oh my God! Oh yeah, yeah. And that's very real too.
Yeah, like, it was.
It can happen to livestock.
Did he get?
He lost his penis.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't lay it wherever you want.
We called all the lost and founds in town. No one found it.
Have you seen my penis?
Is it the obvious or are we going deeper?
I think it is the obvious.
Cindy.
Nope.
Oh, it's not the obvious then.
I could have played something for Lost Boys.
Corey Feldman.
It is Feldman's
birthday. Could have played some Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Could have played some Limp Bizkit.
Oh, do we still have Feldman's number? You know he hasn't changed it. I don't think he knows how.
Oh, I was looking at my phone. I never had it in the phone. It's in the office.
Yeah, it's in the Rolodex. I would like to go through there and see what all is in there.
I thought that would be a fun bit to do one day. I mean, even if we pre-recorded off there, we just... I want to find out if Lou Ferrigno still has the same number.
Oh. Try to call him.
Because he's mean. He's mean on the phone.
Woo.
I kept Kane Hodder's number. He'll answer, too.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman, yeah. I'm going to say 57.
He toured with Limp Bizkit for a little bit there.
Yes.
I don't think he's that old, is he?
That's why it's a game, he would ask. He's
trying to trick me, old trickster. Trixie.
55.
He is 55 years old today, old Feldman.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Is that senior citizen age still?
For fast food, I believe it is, if you want a discount. And certain mobile plans.
Oh.
He's got a new show coming out on Netflix.
Well, if it's on Netflix, probably Adam Sandler.
It's not Sandman.
Tim Meadows.
Trying to give you a hint, but there's not a real good hint.
He didn't have a bit. He didn't have a character.
Yeah, he had characters.
Oh.
He did a movie all in Spanish.
Oh, Will Ferrell. Yeah. Oh, God. He's doing that.
Oh, God.
What is that? So, guys, is it a wing move? No, he's on Hot Ones. As the character that is a golfer.
Yeah,
right?
It's a golf show coming out.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
You just don't think he's funny.
I don't. Dude, he was Adam McKay's muse. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. When they broke up as a writing team.
Something happened where he was just.
Not funny.
It just fizzled out.
I don't know.
It was like over the top, obvious, like loud humor.
And I hear many of you right now saying the same thing about me. Fine. You know,
I take his money.
I don't know.
Which he started.
That
he
would
was,
take their money.
He wanted to be a sports broadcaster, like calling games.
I'd wear
calling
a Netflix
games.
Shirt to work every freaking day.
Well, you I should would. Be flying the colors
I'd
right now.
Walk around with a big old N on my head, buddy. That's right. I'd be a company man. You give me some of that money. I don't give a crap. I'd yeah, I'd sell out. You wouldn't?
Depends on
they
what
say,
it
hey,
is.
Netflix, like, here's $10 million for your radio show. I'd wear a...
Did you hear Felipe...
I'd wear a car wrapped in the Netflix logo.
Sure.
He said it on the air is the only reason why I'm saying it, because he let it slip to Hinchcliffe. $50 million.
$50 million, dude.
And for Netflix.
Yeah, but also... Kill I think Tony he thought I'm glad you mentioned it. I think he thought I was taking a swipe at him, because I said, "You seen some of the crap they put on Netflix and call comedy specials?" but yeah. To his point, they bury Fernando Esparza, right?
Felipe.
God,
he was dang funny. It.
You remember Butch?
I remember I had a hard time because I remember.
But finding it on their
Butch,
platform
Butch
was
funny.
Quite difficult. Now, yeah. Obviously, I was looking up the wrong name, so that could have been something. But,
but that part.
But all those other guys, like, they just push. And I'll tell you, that Tony Hinchcliffe was plumb awful. It was bad.
They did not think that Kill Tony was going to take off like it has.
That show I enjoy.
It is blown up.
But mainly, like, what's the one guy? God, I can never remember his name. Help me remember his name. SNL? He's going to host. They rescinded it, and then he came back and hosted anyway.
Oh, Shane Gillis.
Shane, I love.
He was going to be on the cast.
I love him.
He's great.
Funny.
Big Wheel.
Yeah. I'm gonna go straight up 60.
I'm gonna go 58.
Oh, meet me in the middle. 59 years old. I've been waiting to get to this to see what memories it brings back.
Was he really trying to play baseball like Garth Brooks, or was that for a movie also?
I think it was a bit, too.
God bless.
Definitely was a bit with Garth.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can see it now, can't you?
Dude. Is it Sean Penn's birthday?
No.
Judge Reinhold?
No. Not Brad Hamilton's birthday. Yeah, I remember this scene specifically.
Linda is her character name. Oh! Yeah. I'm not even going. I want to do this without the initials. Phoebe Cates. Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Give it to Daddy. He didn't need the initials today. Yes.
Popping
of course
out of the pool.
It involved masturbating that I'd remember that, but still.
Yeah. She walked in on Brad Hamilton.
Yeah, he's dressed as a pirate. Yeah. I'd always think about, like, was that like a ghetto, or not ghetto, but like off-brand bootleg, I don't mean ghetto. I meant like bootleg Long John Silver's that he worked at?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably get you in and let me talk to Dennis.
Don't fool with it.
Remember, he was working with Nicolas Cage. That was Nicolas Cage's first movie.
Your site says it would be the best breakfast I've ever had.
You ate most of it.
Kick $1.95 out of your freaking ass, big hairy blankie.
I like
it's a great
cars.
Movie. Kids, if you've not watched it, ask with your parents' permission, but it's great. Teach you about abortion and scalping tickets.
That's just
Don't fool with it.
Don't fool with it.
All the kids that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
God, if I ever met Sean Penn, I'd say, hey, no shirt, no
shoes. Dice.
Spicoli was it, like my brother in high school.
Since you're
all
here
girls like
and I'm here, it's our time.
Mr. Hand.
Or if I say, hey, Sean, those guys are... What do you finish
hey,
the line?
Those guys are...
They're people.
Alternate lifestylers.
You remember the TV cut. Those guys are friends.
Those guys...
Friends.
Oh, man. It totally changes the composition of the movie when you replace a gay slur with the word friends. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. What if they had done that with the show Phoebe was on? I'll be there for you in your backside. I'll be... It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Oh my goodness.
I don't want to see nothing swimming. Courtney
oh,
Cox.
Lord.
I mean, it could go on and on.
Yeah. Phoebe Cates.
Yeah.
Married to Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline. I was searching for that. I'm going to go 64.
I don't think she acts anymore.
62.
63 years old today.
God, I'm almost there.
Yeah, let me draw the. We'll skip Coach Johnson. Well, let's you want to guess
Jimmy?
Real quick. Jimmy Johnson.
82.
83. Oh, he is 83 years old today.
Got two.
Happy heavenly birthday. Oh, Orville Redenbacher. I might celebrate him this evening.
Yes, he makes really good popcorn.
Movie theater butter. He would have been 119.
Remember when he brought his grandson on? the commercials toward the end, and
yes.
he's like dressed like him and looked like a nerd too.
God, I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Ginger Rogers.
Oh, oh man.
Yeah. Should have been 115 years
beautiful
old.
Beautiful lady.
Old Ginge.
Did you like her dancing?
I would like to see a little more, if I'm being honest with you.
Okay. I preferred watching Fred Astaire dance with Betty Boop more.
You would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, was Betty Boop, like, did she have, like, Down syndrome or something?
Oh.
Like, what was it like?
She had huge eyes.
Okay, I didn't mean it like
that. Is
that
what that? What's the syndrome where you have huge eyes? It's not called bug eyes, right? That was, like, an official word for it.
Some kind of stigmatism?
No.
Some kind of thing where
you... No, that's where we have a problem
in
society.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah.
This is a movie about the priest. Dang, I'm dumb. That was Stigmata.
My God.
Yeah, it was...
Hakuna Stigmata.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
Put that in there.
By the way, you know how we were talking about fake food the other day? Do you know now that imitation crab meat's been a thing for a long time? Do you know now that they are putting it into crab legs? Not to fool you.
Don't fool with
how
it.
How are they going
to
walk?
To make it more like you're cracking open something and pulling something out.
Oh, people like it. Yeah, they love the sound.
So there's, like, what is this weird fake game that everybody plays? Like, I love a burger, but this was made with protein.
It's all about the experience and the aesthetic.
So weird. So weird. You know what else is weird?
What is weird?
I'll tell you what's weird is...
A lot of stuff, man.
No, I didn't forget, you smart ass H. I'm sitting here still reading over the life of Phil Jackson.
Oh,
where,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
too soon.
Like, do you know that he grew up in like a... it's not like a...
Reservation.
Nope.
Well, he did.
What is,
where they don't allow electricity.
Oh.
You thinking about Amish?
Not Amish. It's another word. But anyway, he was not allowed... He did not watch a movie or TV show till he got to college.
Wow.
He was not allowed to listen to music. He was going to be a... until he started doing sports in high school, he was going to be a preacher.
He either grew up on the reservation or near one, because he's really into that Native American culture.
Well, I think Lakota's that's... Maybe? The Zen master, yeah. I think he's really into ayahuasca is what it is.
He's got like, five or six kids, right?
That's what they say about the Waskins. They really do. They love. They love doing sex.
He was with Jeannie Buss when she did Playboy.
Dude,
I'll never.
Who is
that.
Her new guy?
Jay Moore. They got married.
Yeah,
she married Jay Moore
from.
Comedy fame.
Comedy fame.
Yeah.
Boy, he looks way different because he was at the. They were at the Sparks game the other night, and he looked.
You know who was sitting beside him was Dawn Staley.
Yeah. But, like, yeah. He looked very...
Wow.
I think she buys him a lot of Botox.
Like, very...
Kind of...
I'm doing my hand sideways. Yeah. I don't know. It didn't look like him. I cannot believe that.
Evidently, he's a comedian that other comedians are afraid of for some reason.
Him and the other one, too. The one that gambles a lot. People are scared of him. His last name's Polak. Polish?
Oh.
Keep your mouth closed, you mother... Sick of your ass. It ain't the first time, the second time, or the third time. You want to act like a... Do it somewhere else. Do it with someone else. You ain't got to talk to me like I'm some piece of
I'm sorry. That was my voicemail from earlier.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's coming up tomorrow on the FM.
Oh, that's from a Polish person that was listening. You just preempted that. That totally slipped.
I didn't hear anything.
It's not, is that, if that,
I'm not offended. If
well,
I'm not offended.
Let me just say this. Before
are
I get
you
music.
Asking me, the one in the room?
By injection.
That was a slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
Hey, let's not make it awkward here. I made a mistake just now. I'm not trying to...
I legit didn't hear it.
Okay, good. Well, it never happened. Take that off the podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. God bless America. It's good. I'm...
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is...
Yes. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.